Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. All right, well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our maiden voyage. I feel like the Love Boat theme should be playing here of Mondays Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco from Eat It and Like It. You can find me at eatitandlikeit.com. Her name is Margaret Crenshaw. Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Hey, Jesse. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You go by Maggie, though, right? Henceforth?
I do. Some folks call me Margaret and some call me Maggie. And then I've got, I think, a handful of other nicknames as well.
Okay, let's start with that. Tell us one of them.
Magpie. Okay, so Margaret, Maggie, Magpie, Marge.
Marge. That sounds so 1962. Marge, really?
Well, my mother was a Margaret, and her nickname was Margie.
Okay.
But I had a high school friend that jokingly called me Marge, because I don't know, do you remember the commercial? Do you remember the...
Which commercial?
Palmolive commercial.
Palmolive? No, I'm sorry, the dishpan hands?
Yeah, you're soaking in it.
No, I don't remember that much of it, because I was a young boy at the time, and so I didn't really, you know...
I am older than you.
Not by much. Well, I'm very excited to be doing this every Monday with you and having a little conversation for everybody to listen to, either on their way to work or once they get to work or middle of their day on a Monday. We are going to talk about, you know, the weekend on the island, Hilton Head Island, that is. We're going to talk about what you like to do, what you don't like to do, most importantly, what you ate, what you didn't eat, what you like to eat, what you don't like to eat. We're calling it a food-centric lifestyle conversation, and I was so thrilled when you agreed to spend this time with me. I know it's early for you. Do you usually wake up this early on Mondays? No.
No, I really don't. I've always been a night owl.
Aha. Uh-huh. What time on average do you shut down?
Well, last night I think I went to bed around 2 a.m.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I went to bed at 2 a.m. a couple of nights ago, but that's because I was out with a friend who was visiting in town. What'd you do this weekend?
You know, I had a little work to do, you know, because as a realtor, I did have some clients in town. But I was able to eat some good food.
Really?
I checked in with my favorite Mexican restaurant, San Miguel's.
Did you do that on purpose just because we were about to start this thing?
Maybe. Or maybe I just go there at least two times a week anyway.
Do you really? Wow, you must really love it. You were telling me you've been going there almost 40 years?
Yes, so San Miguel's first opened. They were located on Executive Park Road, if anybody's familiar with the island, right in the location where Chow Daddy's has most recently been. That is actually now turning over. Chow Daddy's moved to Sea Pines, and the Chow Daddy's location is going to be as of like at the end of the week, it will be the new Captain Woody's.
Wow. At the end of the week today being Monday, August the 7th. So by mid-August, Captain Woody's is moving. Is that accurate?
Yes. That is accurate. I think it'll be a great synergetic thing for them being right next to the Sea Shack. Have you ever eaten the Sea Shack?
I have not, nor have I been to the Hilton Head Island Captain Woody's. I've been to the one over at the Promenade in Bluffton, but I've never been to the one on the island.
Oh my gosh. The next time you're here, we should do a seafood hop. Yeah, that's a really good idea. But Captain Woody's will have an expanded outdoor bar area. And they feature in season, they feature nightly entertainment too. So it's a fun spot to be.
So tell me, let's backtrack to our Mexican at San Miguel. You got over there this weekend?
I did. I was there on Friday.
Yeah.
I have a friend, my piano teacher. We have a standing lunch once a week at San Miguel's.
Does that mean you do it every Friday or you eat standing up? He's got jokes at 7 o'clock in the morning. It took you a second.
we go on Wednesdays typically, and we do sit down at a table. But this week, she's been out of town a lot because it's summer and her kids, you know, are out of school. So she's been traveling around a lot. But she's my San Miguel's buddy. We go every Wednesday and we get the same waitress every time.
Random question that a thread we will pull another time, not today, but how long have you been playing piano?
Oh, just months. I mean, not even. I'm just mastering
chopsticks.
I'm beyond chopsticks. I can't. It's too early in the morning to think about it. The one that all kids, their first song they play.
I have no idea, but it sounds
twinkle,
like you're
twinkle little star.
Isn't that special? Well, it sounds like you're not good enough for us to care right now. So I'll check back with you in 6 months. How about that?
Oh yeah, you might want to give it a couple years.
But good for you. Good for you to be taking that on. You know, I just painted myself into a corner. I was about to say at this age, but I meant that in a nice way. I meant that
it's
in
so
a nice
true.
Way. So tell us what you had for lunch at your standing lunch at San Miguel.
All right. Well, I'm really boring. I only get one of two things
ever.
I either get the San Miguel salad or the chimichanga con queso. Excuse me.
Which means cheese for the nons out there.
Cheese, yes. I get a chicken chimichanga that's smothered in just like this delicious queso sauce, and it's served over a little shaved lettuce. They started putting rice on the side a few years back, and I always ask them not to do that.
Sounds like a gut bomb.
It is ridiculously good. I try to eat half of it and take the other half home.
If you on the days that you do eat the whole thing, that's a nap waiting to happen, isn't it?
It's definitely a nap. And sometimes we have beer.
Oh, boy.
It depends on what's happening afterwards. If I don't, if I have to go back to work, I don't have a beer. If I am not stressed for the day, we'll just relax and have a beer. But and then the other dish, the San Miguel salad, you can get that with beef or chicken, and it's really delicious with beef.
It sounds like a Friday for me, because if I'm gonna eat something that, you know, if I'm not working, which always involves food and hey, try this and hey, try that, if I'm going to lunch, you know, on my own, if you will, I'm not doing something like that earlier in the week, because it kind of throws me off my whole patterns. But my what I do is just very so incredibly unorthodox because of how much I am asked to eat, if that makes sense.
Yes.
That my whole week is wonky, and something like that is a special treat. So you've been going there 40 years, huh?
Yes. I mean, it's just a staple. It's on the rotation, and you know, I've always recommended restaurants to visitors and locals alike. And I get asked that question so many times, where to eat, that I actually have a PDF document stored in my computer that I just send people because I get tired of typing the same things over and over again via text or email. But yeah, San Miguel's is my Mexican go-to.
Easy for you to say. I have a similar PDF stored. It's called eatitandlikeit.com.
And I
send people. No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. And we can get into my my adventures with people asking me for recommendations another time, but I will tell you that I cannot begin to tell you the number of times people ask me for, hey, I want a good wine list, kid friendly, has to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and is pet friendly, and they end up going to Applebee's. It's like, really, dude? That it's just so frustrating. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Speaking of chains, there aren't a lot of them on the island. There are a couple of, handful there. There are more over in Bluffton, and we don't need to get into that, but I will segue there and ask you how long you've been on the island.
So I'm approaching this is my 50th year.
55-0. That's what I thought. Wow. 50th year. And anybody who wants to read about Maggie's history on the island and all of that stuff, you can grab the August issue of CH2 magazine. It is, I almost said on newsstands, but no, newsstands don't exist anymore. It is wherever you find CH2 magazine now in August. She and I had a conversation last month about her background and what brought her here and all that. It's a fascinating read, if I may say so myself, because it's all in her words. I just asked the questions and let her go. You can find all of that there if you are curious about that. But I did want to ask you, you've chosen to make this island your home. What do you love most about this island in 2023?
Ooh. I think it's, I still rely on, in just my day-to-day course of life, I still rely on those tried and true, whether it be businesses or friendships or mentorships of just folks that have been my tried and true for decades. But what's great about the island, I think, as we keep moving forward is, there was a time on the island when, especially in my youth, there was always a desire to have more. We started with nothing. This was, as most folks know, just an island with a lot of trees on it. There was always a desire for more, more things to do, more places to eat, more businesses to visit. And now, fast forward all these years, that's here. It used to be, and I think I've said this to you before, it used to be that, I knew every new business, particularly restaurants that were opening up, and 12 new restaurants have opened this year, and I didn't even know about it. A friend, a fellow foodie, happened to post it on her Facebook. That these 12 restaurants had opened, and I think I recognized two of the names, and that's kind of exciting. I know on the one hand I say I'm losing control of my island, but on the other hand, it's nice not to just have the inside track all the time. It's nice to have a surprise. And recently, before going to the play at the Arts Center here, that they've got Jersey Boys on stage through August 20th. But I went for opening night with my friend Gretchen, and she was like, hey, do you want to go to Lulu's for dinner beforehand? And I said, Lulu's? What's that? Like, I didn't even know it existed. And I think it's been around for a year or two, actually, now. So we had dinner there, and I was delighted. It was just a nice... I didn't know the menu by hand, so it's always nice,
Yeah.
It's always nice. It's just a fresh new menu and a fresh new look in a place that had been several other restaurants. And so it's that kind of stuff. It's new businesses open, meeting new people that just moved here a couple of years ago, and they have that
new car smell.
New car smell. That's right. That the They don't have that jaded sense of knowing everything, and yes. and you know. So
yes.
I think that's. But intrinsically, when you boil it, you know, boil everything down, Hilton Head is still that, you know, family friendly, tight knit community. Everybody here, for the most part, of course, we're speaking generalities, but for the most part, everybody is super helpful, willing to give information to help those who don't know as much, you know, about the island.
We are winding down our maiden voyage of Mondays with Maggie. We're going to be doing this every Monday here, wherever you find your podcasts. I think I told you last week we're now on Spotify. Did I tell you that?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that. And yeah. I told a bunch of people, because you know, I had my hair done this week, so that's where everything happens, is at the hair salon,
Grand Central Station.
So, Grand Central, yes. And anybody I've spoken to this week, and everyone is excited about the Spotify.
Good. We're excited to be bringing things to Spotify.
I listened to some of your conversations that you've had with folks, and you're a great, you just really move conversations well. So your podcasts are interesting because, you know, the questions move the conversation along, and it's very right. interesting.
Did you listen to my night Johnny Depp snuck into Savannah?
Yes. That's a great story.
Okay, so what do you think? Was he there or was he not?
I think he was there.
Of course he was there. But
he could have easily not been, right? I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, we have a podcast on the website or wherever you podcast, Spotify and Apple. I told the story of the night Johnny Depp snuck into Savannah several years ago, and I never saw him, so I cannot determine whether or not it was in fact true that he was there, but everybody who has listened to that podcast, when it first posted, I got a bunch of texts from people, hey, I think he was there, because, you know, in the podcast I asked, do you think he was there or not, and so I think he was there. You can go back and listen to that, but... yeah, that was an interesting evening at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
You know, and you really took your time with that story, and you really laid it out. And I had a real picture of the waitress that you kept talking about.
Yeah.
I had a picture of her in my head of yep. what she looked like and everything.
Yep. 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 She freaked out when she came back and she said, he's here, he's here, he's here, three times. I'll never forget that moment. Her eyes were the size of coffee saucers. It was ridiculous. And I'm like, okay. So at that point, you know, the kitchen was buzzing, because obviously if anybody's going to know whether Johnny Depp is in the building, is going to be the kitchen. So
exactly. Anyway.
Anyone who's interested can go back and listen to that at edenalika.com on the podcast tab at the top of the homepage. If that doesn't trip your trigger, as they say here in the South, you can come back and join us here again next Monday morning with me and Maggie Crenshaw. We're going to talk about what we've done over the weekend. We're going to talk about food, and we're going to talk about eventually a partridge in a pear tree. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. Well, all of that said, we've rambled long enough. We will reconvene next week. You got any big plans you want to leave us with that you might have for this week?
I have clients in town, in my real estate business.
Charter so One, plug.
Let's plug for, I'm with the Kaiser Jaton Group at Charter One Realty. And, I'm just, showing property and trying to sell houses.
End of summer, does it start getting busier for you guys?
It does, as fall is more of the selling season, spring and fall,
right?
More than summer. So summer can tend to drone on a little bit. We're not quite as busy. But I also wanted to mention that I am going to the Barbie movie this week.
Me too. Girl dad. I'm so excited. I'm going by myself. Girl dad issues. She threatened me. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. I'm going to go midday by myself.
Are you going to wear pink?
I might. I don't know. Haven't gotten to that point. But yeah, I went to see Oppenheimer the first weekend, and she texted me, why don't you want to see Barbie? I said, I'm going to wait for that to stream it. She goes, go see it. I said, but I'm going to wait. And she responded, I'll show you the text. She said, go see it. I'm like, okay. She's not playing around. Go see it. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to go. I decided then when I get a little break in my day, midweek, when it's quiet and I can go in and out and not have to deal with anything, I'm going to go see it by myself. So maybe we can talk about it next week. We'll do a 3-minute movie review of Barbie. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Very good.
I don't think Barbie and Ken eat food though. I think that's a flaw.
Uh-huh. Well, we can discuss what they would eat if we thought they would eat.
Okay, yes. That sounds good.
Sounds good. Maggie Crenshaw, thank you so much for hanging out. Mondays with Maggie will be every Monday here at EatingLikeIt.com or wherever you podcast. Have a wonderful week, young lady, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Same to you, Jesse. All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Find more now at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com.